The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The New World Report, Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College, Strategic Studies Institute, joins to help us understand his testimony with his colleague before the subcommittee at the United States Senate Foreign Affairs Committee. PRC influence and the status of Taiwan's diplomatic allies in the Western Hemisphere. This is in general about a contest between Beijing and Taipei that Beijing is clearly winning after years of inducements to governments in the Pacific, in Africa, and certainly in the Americas. And the professor testified to an extremely stately and polite gathering of senators led by the chair, Senator Curtis, and the ranking, Senator Kaine. It was a pleasure to watch and to listen to the very careful presentation. The senators were well informed. Congratulations to their staff work. And Evan Ellis had an opportunity to take us to the Americas with an unusual map, because we're looking at countries that either are at risk of switching or have been bullied recently and might switch from their recognition of Taipei, Taiwan, as a democratic republic to Beijing, which is very clear in its ambition to consume Taiwan. Professor, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. It was a pleasure to watch you and your colleague Samantha Custer testify, comment about a map that I'm going to approach the map now. Unusually, we've been talking about the big states, Brazil, of course, Venezuela's trouble, Argentina's was in trouble in repairing, Mexico, a major story now because of the tariffs. However, your map begins with Paraguay, and then we'll go on to the Caribbean, including Belize, and we'll certainly turn our attention to the major story in the hemisphere, if not on the planet, the security of the Panama Canal. Paraguay is a surprise to me because I remember, Professor, you commenting on that election. A man named Pena was successful, and that was considered a plus. However, Paraguay is a smaller state compared to its neighborhood, and it has remained with affection towards Taipei. Why? How is that possible, given all of its neighborhood has switched over to Taiwan, to Beijing? Good evening to you, Professor.
Good evening to you, John. The hearing that was held by the Western Hemisphere Committee of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee yesterday, chaired by Senator John Curtis with Senator Tim Kaine as the minority ranking member, it was significant in terms of dates because on that date 5 years ago, then House member, Representative John Curtis, had sponsored an important symbolic bill called the Taipei Act, which was really the U.S. Congress pushing for continued U.S. diplomatic support as the number of allies of Taiwan around the world dwindled. And so really kind of in commemoration of that, Senator Curtis was able to get this, the first hearing out of the box in terms of all of the subcommittees of this, the 119th Congress. And so it was, it had a significance to it. But within the domain of Taiwan, whereas just a few years ago, you had 22 nations around the world that recognized Taiwan, that number is now down to 12. And of those 12, seven are found in Latin America and the Caribbean. And so the largest any place in the world geographically is the country of Paraguay, which is centrally located in the middle of South America. And then after Paraguay, you get Guatemala in Central America. And then as you look to the Caribbean basin, you have the state of Belize, and then Haiti, Haiti, and then St. Vincent's and in Nevis, St. Lucia, and I'm sorry, in St. Vincent's and the Grenadines. So the significance of Paraguay is really it's the last nation in South America and geographically the largest that continues that commitment. As we talked about before, the relationship between Paraguay and Taiwan goes back far. Paraguay is a state that is largely with an agricultural focus, although it has clean energy, it has a good business environment, and it's been dominated by the Colorado Party, going back to the legacy of Alberto Stroessner and various different leaders. But the current leader, Santiago Peña, a young leader, but who comes on the his political mentor, also Horacio Cartes, who was also a previous president and who groomed him, again, was also very close to Taipei, although their political rival also within the party, Murito Abdo Bonitas, who preceded Peña, was also very close to Taiwan. And so there has been a long history of this relationship of the Colorados as friends of Taiwan. And I think Taiwan, in terms of developmental programs and in terms of facilitating agricultural access and other things, have been a friend of them. However, there's been continuous problems of the PRC trying to find any way that they can to lobby for changes. And so the big thing that the PRC does is whispering in the ears of the Paraguayan agriculturalists, again, a very powerful lobby, saying you could have just so much more access to the PRC market if you would only switch. So that's a continuing problem. And at the same time, there's lots of personal lobbying bringing people to the PRC. And there was an incident just a couple of months ago where you had a PRC, essentially government representative, who entered the country on false pretenses and basically snuck in to address the Paraguayan Congress. This was a Mr. Xu, who was a government agent. And so Paraguay continues to be under pressure. Back in the COVID era, you had the PRC trying to entice Paraguay by saying, we'll give you all of the vaccine that we produce to help you deal with the COVID-19 crisis if you just switch relations. And so Paraguay continues to be probably not only the geographically biggest, but a loyal, steadfast ally. And leading up to the hearing, I actually reached out to some people close to President Peña. And my understanding is President Peña had personally reiterated, a message for me to reaffirm that yes, Paraguay stands faithfully and solidly behind Taiwan.
Let's give an example of how the PRC works. It has to do with beef. How does the PRC present itself to Paraguay, which is a great exporter of beef? And what would happen if Paraguay switched from Taipei to Beijing?
Well, John, there is the question really of expectations much more than reality. So, as you mentioned, Paraguay is one of its principal exports is beef. And what happens right now is Taiwan buys a lot of that beef and indirectly facilitates that into the PRC markets. But the PRC argument is that just as they buy a lot of beef from Argentina and in Brazil, that they, that Paraguay could sell just so much more beef if they would only switch over relations. Now, Paraguay operates in South America in general. The PRC operates two major agro-logistics firms, one called Nadera and one called Noble. And so as buyers of beef, again, the whispering to those Paraguayan exporters is if you only lobbied the government, if you only could change, then essentially you could make so much more money. And some of those people actually get invited over to the PRC for all expense paid business trips, in which that case is also made. And then you have some indirect lobbying in the Paraguayan Congress. I remember the former defense minister, a gentleman by the name of Diogenes Martinez, actually was taken over numerous different times to the PRC, again, for that lobbying. And so it's a lot of different channels. I know I was also told there are a number of different prominent Paraguayan journalists who are brought over again to transmit that through PRC friendly papers such as ABC Color, among others. And so it really occurs through multiple different channels. But the argument is if you as ag exporters want to make a lot of money, then, if you would only lobby your government in influential ways to change. But that hasn't worked yet. The big concern for also Paraguay is that the U.S. and the U.S. Food and Agricultural Organization has been reluctant to fully certify Paraguayan beef for export to the U.S., which is another super important market. And so one of Paraguay's messages is that, you know, if you really continue to value us staying with Taiwan, it would really help if you, United States, would also facilitate more Paraguayan access to beef into the U.S. market.
I'm speaking with Professor Evan Ellis, the U.S. Army War College. We're concentrating on his testimony before the Senate Foreign Affairs Subcommittee for Latin America. The hearing was entitled PRC Influence and the Status of Taiwan's Diplomatic Allies in the Western Hemisphere. We're headed to the Caribbean, where there are still holdouts from the arm twisting of Beijing. This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.